This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how people have been saying the congressional budget deal that was worked out earlier this week was baby steps? Well, there is a big step set for later today. The House is going to vote on the thing. If it passes, then on to the Senate and then the president's desk. This agreement is not, as you've heard, the be-all and end-all of budget deals. There is a lot that's not in it. What it does do, though, is take most of the sting out of the sequester, the automatic budget cuts from earlier this year, the second round of which was supposed to start next month. So, to get us going today, Marketplace's David Gura has this sequestration postmortem.
Let's start with the vitals. Sequestration came to life on March 1st with spending cuts to the tune of $85 billion. Bruce Kane is a political science professor at Stanford, and he says the sequester was designed to be unappealing to lawmakers in both parties.
The idea was that that would be so unpalatable that eventually they would come to the table.
But that took a while. Programs were exempt. Congress passed exceptions for air traffic controllers and FBI agents. So for many Americans, Kane says, that first round of cuts seemed abstract.
It didn't ripple out to the public in the same way that, say, cuts at the local government level and the state level do.
Because of how this has played out, Eric Heberlig wonders if we'll see more sequesters. He's a poli-sci professor at UNC Charlotte.
Because people say, well, this is a way to reduce spending. The economy didn't collapse, so what's the big deal?
The fear of more cuts next year is what finally got negotiators to compromise. But here's the thing. It's too soon to do a postmortem, says Alice Rivlin with the Brookings Institution.
The sequester is not dead.
Paul Ryan and Patty Murray's deal is just a partial replacement for only two of the sequester's remaining 8 years.
This sequester is still moving. It's still alive.
Paul Light's a professor of public service at NYU.
This is going to come up over and over again.
By law, until fiscal year 2021. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.